of Gray, Gloomy, and Dreary. And that was Lilac with his contest-winning Longest Fight song.
That's a pretty impressive song there.
I don't think, like Cow and Bee, he did his entire backup vocal as well, but still very nicely rhymed and scanned.
Yeah, what's the part about the pea ripping her head off, though?
Oh, peed, as in dodecapede.
Oh, my peed. I get it. I thought maybe you had written in some sick golden shower content while I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, if there's one thing I am, it's into golden showers.
It's what I've heard. I mean, it's hereditary, and I knew your mom was into it, so.
Yeah, see, that just doesn't hold any weight, because you must have heard about it from your mom.
So. Okay. So, yeah, I'm tired and really low energy. Not going to be worth a shit, I suspect. Unless I just pull out all the stops, man. I just turn loose completely, man. And what if I just freak out, man?
That would be great. Yeah, you should go for that.
Okay.
That'll be good.
All right, man. So yeah, it's like all the weather's all shitty here. I mean, it's interesting, like there's, you know, cool looking clouds in the sky and it rained all of a sudden and was real windy and the ghetto ass aluminum foil window covering that I made was rattling in the wind and it was very scary, like a haunted house.
Did you hear the answer?
What?
Blowing in the wind? Or?
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow,
so
you are.
This,
you're running on like three cylinders.
What?
And you usually have a V6, so.
Huh.
You're missing several cylinders, is what I meant.
I get it. Okay.
Wow.
So yeah, while you were here this weekend, just for the benefit of everybody else, we played this, Riff got back into town and went to the game store at the mall and got this game called Betrayal at House on the Hill. It's like this board game that kind of plays like a computer game, and we played a lot of that this weekend. It was fun. It's like this haunted house that you build while you go through it, and then like there's this book that tells you all this weird shit that can happen, and there's like 5 million tokens that are like all this different stuff that's going to kill you if you don't punch the spaceship.
Punch the spaceship?
Yeah, that was our last one. We had to punch the spaceship.
There are aliens in the Betrayal on the House on the Haunted?
Yeah, one of the plots had there's an alien. Riff became the alien, and he runs around and makes sanity attacks on people to take over their characters, at which point he sends them to the ship and absconds with them unless we beat up the other player. And we had to punch the spaceship 4 times.
Because the Sharif don't like it?
Yeah. that's certainly true. Is it Sharif don't like it? Is that what that lyric is?
Yeah.
Huh.
As in the
Omar Sharif, the guy who teaches you how to play bridge in a variety of interactive CD-ROMs from the early 90s.
Omar Sharif taught bridge?
Yeah, when I lived in Prescott and was doing internet set up, like, you know, software installations and configuration for all the retirees, they all, every single one of them, without fail, had a CD-ROM copy of Omar Sharif on Bridge, which was just some interactive CD-ROM where Omar Sharif teaches you how to play Bridge. it's no idea.
That's pretty aggressively random.
So I guess he is to Bridge what Mavis Beacon is to typing. Although I don't know that Mavis Beacon ever did anything else.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of another example of some actor who went on to do, maybe Dorf on Golf.
Right. Yeah, there's that one thing where Johnny Depp teaches you how to do jumping jacks.
I think you're thinking of the movie Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
He didn't really teach how to do jumping jacks in that movie.
And he taught me how to do them on the inside.
Oh, right. That was an exciting movie. So.
Yeah, it's not going to get any better, guys. So,
yeah, sorry.
If you don't want to hang out this week, we're okay. Lusty yeah. Pirate Winch suggests that punch the spaceship become the newest euphemism for hot gay sex, which I'm all for.
Huh. I'm not sure I really understand how that follows, but that's because I don't know as much about gay sex as you do, Mr. Skullhead.
I've read about it in stories.
Yeah.
And masturbated. So my parents keep asking me when the show's on so they can tune in.
Do they really keep asking you?
They've asked a couple of times, and I've
not
told them.
I think my mom knows better. I mean, also, you know, my mom and I have a good relationship that it wouldn't really matter.
Yeah, I was going to say, your mom wouldn't care anywhere near as much.
She might lose some respect for you, but she already thinks I'm an asshole. So, we did a lot, sort of, content-wise, over the last few days.
I think so.
It seems like. I mean, there's the Rat Quest. That's it, I guess.
Well, we have some things brewing for future things to do things.
That's true. What else? Didn't I do something else, though? Wasn't there something other? There was some other... The mall changes, and there was the new barrel for... Balfour.
Baller full of beer holes?
Brim full of Balfour. Brim full of Balrog. I don't know, was the barrel full of barrels before our last show or my last show? I don't remember anybody talking about it, but it doesn't seem like it was that recently.
I'm pretty sure that the barrel full of barrels was before your last show.
Time is all fucked up. Like, I keep sleeping from like 7 a.m. to 2 or 3 p.m. And every day just seems like it's really, really long for some reason.
And, you should stop doing that.
I guess I should, but, I mean, how do you stop doing that? I mean, you're like, oh, well, it's 1 a.m. I should go to bed right now, so you lie down until 7 a.m., and then you fall asleep.
No, you take a Tylenol PM, and that knocks your ass out.
People who drink like I do aren't allowed to take Tylenol.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
I don't like taking sleeping pills because I'm afraid that I'll just go into a coma. You know.
Yeah, and then Jennifer Lopez would hook her mind into your mind and find out all that stuff that...
Right, like that time when I was a kid that I saw that horse divided into a whole bunch of little pieces separated by glass.
Yeah, and the time that you put that girl in a tank and filled it with water. Killed her.
Right. You know, that movie could have been so good.
I would say that movie was so good if you just turn off your brain and look at it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, it looked really good, and if it had just been a little bit, you know, a little bit more, I don't even know, like,
raff.
Internally consistent, a little less, a little more raff. Yeah. I don't know. First of all, casting Jennifer Lopez, you know, whatever. Like, they could have cast a girl who looks kind of like Jennifer Lopez, but is not retarded, and then just replaced her with Jennifer Lopez during the scenes where somebody had to look hot in a dress. You know?
Someday, science will have the ability to combine celebrity DNA and give us somebody who is, like, as cute as, say, Jennifer Love Hewitt, but with the body of Jennifer Lopez. Like a Jennifer Love Pez.
Huh. I mean, Jennifer Aniston loves Pez.
So I've heard.
Of course, that's just her nickname for Brad Pitt's penis.
That really gave me a bad, bad image.
Yeah.
How do you get Pez out of a Pez dispenser, you fucker?
Like that Lamisil commercial where that little goblin pulls up that dude's toenail and jumps in there? Like... Except it's the you know, the glands and little homunculi jumping out instead of pieces of Pez. You know,
well,
we need some
Jennifer Lopez and homunculus.
Yeah. So really, you think Jennifer Love Hewitt is that cute?
I just wanted to get to the Jennifer Love Pez.
Oh, I see. Huh. Because I think I would say Jennifer Aniston is more attractive than Jennifer Love Hewitt. Although, in order to really make that judgment, I would have to see them make out naked.
Why would you have to be naked when they were making out?
I don't know. It's just part of the experience for me. The that movie would cost nothing to make, and it would make a fortune at the box office. Just, you know, room with like a couch. Jennifer Love Hewitt, Jennifer Aniston, just make out. Like, I mean, seriously, that would take like an afternoon to film.
And Christina Ricci rings the doorbell.
Yeah. Christina Ricci. Maybe the 10-year-old Christina Ricci.
And you have serious issues.
If thinking that Christina Ricci was more attractive when she was 10 years old than she is now is a serious issue, then, yeah, I guess I got some neighbors to go talk to.
Certainly do.
But no, like Kirsten Dunst, like, I don't know, like, you got the, like, there are little girls that you get the sense, like, okay, she's going to be super hot when she grows up, and then when they grow up to not be super hot, it's really disappointing.
But Christina Ricci did grow up to be super hot.
Not really, she cut her hair.
Did you ever see The Opposite of Sex?
No.
Oh, she's super hot in there.
Her tits are too big.
She got them reduced.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you serious, or are you just making that up?
No, I'm serious. Before she did her nude scene in Prozac Nation, she got them reduced. But even Christina Ricci's naked breasts could not save that movie.
Huh. I remember the book being something that friends of mine read and didn't hate. But I don't really know anything about the book or the movie.
Let's answer some questions.
I used to have Radio Bugbear's messages up, but now I don't anymore. Because I just decided that we were just talking about pederasty and homunculi.
Yeah.
Pederasty and homunculi, attorneys at law.
We've got another good quote for KOL. Skirts for Camp says, I was reading the forums and somebody said this about KOL. What we're all doing here amounts mostly to worthless intellectual masturbation.
Yeah, I mean,
that's something that we should put on the wall in the office.
Yes. What we're all doing here amounts mostly to worthless intellectual masturbation.
Yeah.
Huh. I need to find the original message that guy sent about a worthless and stupid game with no future. Because we really should do, like, a movie poster. I really think for Comic-Con, we should have something with those reviews up. Like, of all the games out there, this one is not the worst.
We should do the Team of Ascenders poster and just have those quotes on the poster.
Yeah.
Stupider and more afraid.
That's true. That was one of the original ones, man. That girl never hangs out anymore. Or that 40-year-old guy pretending to be a 16-year-old Asian girl.
I thought she was like 14 or 15.
I was under the impression that she was 16.
Or 16. Or
she told me she was 16, man.
When you went driving with her?
Yep. Oh, man. Let's see.
You know, the Invincible Swimming Gecko has an idea that may not be, you know, of all the ideas, it's certainly not the worst. So what if you let people change their email addresses, but send a unique link to their old email, which would let them change it back? So,
I mean, that doesn't, I don't know, man. Like, that seems just really goofy. I mean, what I would be comfortable doing, and what I guess at some point I'm going to have to do, is letting you change it if you already have access to the email ad, you know? Like, letting you change it the same way you can change your password now, just to prevent people from getting screwed in the future. But, I mean, I know that doesn't help the people who, you know,
It's just when you change your email address, it kicks an email to your old address.
That lets you change it back, as opposed to kicking an email to your old email address that is required in order to change it. I mean, Fusiliban's idea was that you would put in for an email address change, and then it would send an email to your old email address saying, you put in for a change, this change will occur in 2 weeks. And then every time you log in, it says, your email address is set to be changed to such and such in X days, and then just a cancel this change button. So that
I mean, so that the only way that somebody would be able to get into your email and change it to something else without you knowing about it would be if you didn't log in for 2 weeks. In which case, I mean, you're kind of screwed anyway. Because you don't get to play the game for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well. You know what I should be doing is having private conversations in Instant Messenger while I'm doing the show. That makes for a very attentive chick.
Yeah, I wonder about your ability to multitask. You do appear to be running like Windows 3.1 up there.
Yeah. I mean, when I'm actually working on stuff, I can usually get like 10 things done at once, but then once it hits 11, I can't. But talking, I don't know what it is. Like, something about talking and or reading just makes it impossible to do anything else. I think you have the same thing.
Well, reading is hard, but like typing and instant messaging to me don't, or instant messenger things don't really count as reading to me, because it's not like there's a plot.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still, wow.
I'm getting pretty good at typing and talking too.
Huh. That's, yeah. I don't know about that.
I'm a fucking cyborg.
You are kind of a cyborg. It's starting to freak me out a little bit.
Well, yeah, resistance is futile.
Yeah. Disco Thief says, I have seen many names for the disease, Kaolera and chickenpox. Is there a specific name for it? Yes, and it is neither Kaolera or chickenpox. Though, both of those are kind of funny. I mean, I wasn't gonna start referring to it by name until the whole event is over. I mean, just because it seems like the kind of thing where, I mean, if something like this happened in real life, people wouldn't have a name for it, you know, if it just came out of nowhere. Captain Armax suggests Crash Storm Trips. It did come from a Frenchman. Actually, Cologne wasn't a Frenchman, was he?
No, he was a Spanish.
He's a Spaniard.
A Spanishman? Spainman? Spanish.
A spaniel.
Yep, that's what he was.
Red Pot says, with the Soft Green Echo eyedrop antidote, we should be able to remove more than one effect at a time. If you mean with multiple ones, then I can see how maybe, but that's just, it seems like work that would way better be applied to improving some other interface than that one. And if you mean more than one effect with one, then no. Because that's not what it do.
Right.
Let's see.
And you can remove multiple one at a time. How many effects are we talking about?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you don't tend to get more than one negative effect at the same time.
I guess if the use multiple goes in on the piles of candy. Well, no, you don't actually eat all that candy at once. Never mind. What am I thinking? What? Am I thinking? Demonstrably not.
Lutherus asks Demonstrate. So, Jick, I know that the items in the kingdom have no inherent identity, but is the same true for the barrels in the new barrel full of barrels? How is it different on a daily basis to smash a given barrel, and how is it different on a given day to smash a barrel in the middle of the barrel matrix than one on top or bottom? It will become evident. I mean, it'll be spoiled in no time how that works. I mean, just know that say the bottom of the screen equals the front of the barrel, and the further you get from the front of the barrel, the harsher and better the rewards. The harsher the obstacles and the better the rewards get. As far as side to side, I don't know. I don't remember.
Unfortunately, nobody can be told what the barrel matrix is. You have to experience it for yourself.
Yeah. Let's see. Vlad Shepish says, Jick, do you realize that you just fucked up all the hardcore senders that relied on the 21,337 meat that you got from the Baron's Quest? Vlad Cheapshank, do you realize that the new dictionary that you get is auto-saleable for precisely 21,337 meat?
Bum bum. Owned. You can keep the dictionary if you want to now?
We changed it because that was the sort of the, I don't even remember whose idea it was. Giggs's, maybe? On how to, because we had that whole problem where you could make the Fez of Etymology and render the Baron Quest unwinnable,
So right. we got rid of the Fez of Etymology recipe, and it didn't really make it much sense to make it out of anything else. So, Jesus. It is not at all a foregone conclusion that the electricity here is going to last the entire show. So, just in case I vanish.
Yeah, I'll carry on as if nothing
there,
really matters.
There are some thoughts coming at us from the dark of the stadium, and they're thunderous. Anyway, yeah, so we figured what we would do is give you, we have the Baron now making a copy of the dictionary and then giving you back what is, it's a different item, but it's effectively identical. Like, you can continue to use the dictionary on the monsters in the chasm if you want to, you know, and you can make the Fez if you want to, or you can sell it for the meat reward that you would have gotten from the quest normally. So, I mean, it's basically, it's the same as it was before if you auto-sell it, or you can get the Fez instead of the 21,000 meat, or you can keep the dictionary through the rest of the Ascension and use it against the monsters.
So, basically, it's market improvement.
Yeah, it provides more options. I mean, it doesn't make it any... Yeah, I guess it makes hardcore easier. Man.
Everything.
Can you hear the thunder?
Yeah, I'm already undercover, though.
Is it storming up where you are?
It's threatening to. Fixing to.
Cub says, admit it, Chick. Your intention with the sickness infecting chat is to slowly erase chat from the game completely. Admit it. Yeah, my goal is to just have a list of names scrolling by.
And then you would have to highlight it to see?
No. No, you just wouldn't be able to.
Oh, that's good.
I'd make it so if you clicked on... if you clicked anywhere on the chat in an attempt to highlight it, it would bring up one of those, like, things that just open 2,000 windows, each of which opens up 2,000 other windows and bounce around the screen so you can't close them, playing some WAV file over and over again.
Yeah, those are great.
Yeah. I like them. Yeah. Arcone says, can you make the quantity in the new mall automatically start as zero? In the old mall, it used to start as put all in the mall. Doing this would keep the same. This is something that people seem to be about half and half on whether they want it or not. So it's really like, I'm not, I mean, we could make it toggleable. I mean, we could just say like I wouldn't want to put it on the existing mall management page because that's already just horribly cluttered. But if there were enough things about that that you could configure, then I feel like having a separate page that was just the sort of like, one-time changes that you're going to make to your mall store or whatever, or changing the shopkeeper text, like changing whether or not you sell to people on your ignore list, that kind of thing. If there were one or two more options, it would merit a page full of options so that the managed store page would just be managed store inventory. And then from there, you'd actually have a, you know, administration of the store page. Because, I mean, that is the kind of thing that, like I said, it's like one of those things where it doesn't really seem like there's an answer that's going to satisfy everybody, and it really doesn't seem like there's an answer that's going to satisfy most people. So, I mean, it's just people are going to complain. Everybody's like, oh, I didn't mean to put all of this item in the store, and somebody bought my pirate pants I was trying to use, you know. And then people are going to be like, damn it, I have to go through and replace these ones with zeros in every box. Because I always want to put everything in the mall. So.
And isn't our number one priority to make everyone happy?
Well, yeah, it is. Godthemod 2 says, recently we've seen a fairly steady flow of that. We've seen a fairly steady flow of smaller changes. Barrels, tavern, cough, instead of occasional huge content gasms. Is this trend likely to continue? You know, I think we switch back and forth. Like, we've got some good-sized chunks of stuff. I mean, the way it stands right now, the guild quests are divided up by Riff with these little dotted lines around all the stuff on the board that are, like, sort of discrete segments of it that we can roll out one at a time. Each one of those segments, though, I feel like we could spend quite a bit of time on. I mean, I feel like, I don't know, Hot Stuff and I were talking about this, like, the differences in the way that we're working now compared to the way we were working during Ascension. And it seems like a lot more got done in a lot smaller amount of time, but there was also just a lot more stuff that we knew had to be done, you know, and it was just a matter of, like, actual work instead of kind of half work, half dicking around with creative stuff.
There was also just a metric fuck ton of content that we had already created for Ascension.
Yeah.
So, like, rolling it out was kind of trivial. Making new zones and items now, I've noticed, is a different ball game, just because since the last time we put in a big chunk of content, like pre-Ascension, we've become aware of the fact that people actually play this game as a game.
Right.
And take it really seriously. And so we can't do what I used to do, which is, okay, we'll have an item that increases item drops and does a +2 to mysticality, and we just pull some stuff out of our ass.
Yeah.
And just put it in for the joke. So now we're a little more aware of the fact that people get enjoyment out of the mechanical aspects of the game.
Yeah. But I mean, so I feel like, you know, I feel like we can do that, and that I think the right method of going about it is to, like, you know, just not recklessly, but a little less discriminately just put in stuff that we think is cool and think is funny, and, you know, spend a day considering the implications, but you know, do that for a few months and then spend a few months balancing everything and straightening everything out. I mean, I feel like right now what I'm trying to focus on here and what I'm trying to, you know, sort of get everybody on the bandwagon for is just rolling out a lot of the remaining content that's just been done forever.
Right.
And hasn't made it in. And so it's like, you know, we figure out how to work some of that into this event, you know, we figure out how to, you know, we just do the, you know, I mean, probably the rat thing a lot of people assumed was part of the plague thing, but it wasn't. I mean, we were working on the rat thing, and then, I don't know, you know, the plague thing just kind of happened. And the other thing is, it's like, you know, we're here now and talking about it all the time. There's just, like, more people together, and so just a lot more ideas are getting flung around, and it's, like, a little faster to, and I mean, with the dev team on there, like, I can build the content and then just put it out there and not have to spend any time testing it. So, I mean, in a way, the fact that it's harder to put in content because the environment that we're putting it into is really complicated now is somewhat eased by the fact that it's so much easier to actually do the work now.
Right.
So, I mean, it's, you know, we can't, this pace of incremental improvements, I don't think we can maintain permanently. You know, I mean, at some point we are going to take a month off, you know, and just do some maintenance stuff and some little stuff and just not, you know, spend that time kind of developing new ideas and that kind of thing, which, I mean, we do every once in a while, and then everybody's like, oh, this game never gets updated. But at the same time, there's hardly ever been a month where nothing new went in.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But, I mean, yeah, I would say that for at least the next few weeks, although the content stuff is going to slow down pretty significantly when we actually get into the server process. Oh, a little update on this that I don't think anybody, even you, Mr. Skullhead, knows about yet. We got an email back from the guys at Pure Gig. It turns out that the guys at the co-location place that we're going to run Easy News, which is a site that I actually have an account on because it's a fantastic source of pornography and music that you don't have to pay for and other things like that. But it's just this giant, it's a service that basically does like a Usenet archive that you can just download stuff very fast from, and they're a SourceForge mirror, so their bandwidth is just nuts. I'm not at all concerned that they're not, like, big enough to put our stuff in and have it be fast, at least on the pipe side. So now it's just a matter of, anyway, so that was kind of cool. Like, we met with them, and over the course of that meeting found out that, like, oh, okay, wow, these guys run something that is very well run and impresses me a lot. So that's pretty good. And so, yeah, we got in touch with them, and apparently we're going over there tomorrow to, like, tour their facility and kind of see where stuff is going to be. And then talk to the guy who is the CEO of the company that does the actual, like, consulting. So we'll talk to him and talk to him about who we're going to be hiring to actually, like, set up the machines for us and to manage them once they're up, that kind of thing. So, yeah, it seems like that'll be seems like this is getting on the road. Because, I mean, we've got what I feel is a pretty good situation with them, because there's the guy who's our main point of contact is the guy who's, like, trying to make them money, and so we're like, okay, look, as soon as we can get some help getting these servers and getting them set up, we are going to sign with you guys and start giving you, you know, a fuckload of money every month to keep our stuff here, so help us out with this. And so it's like, it seems like the kind of thing where, you know, we're in a pretty good position with them. So, I mean, now it's just a matter of getting their hardware guy to kind of analyze some logs and stuff that we've sent them and see if he can send us to somebody else that we can hire to, you know, actually, like, put together quotes on systems for us. And then we get systems ordered, we get them set up, and I'm still thinking that we can probably sign with the co-location guys starting in November, which, you know, that's... That counts on some of the machines we're getting locally, so I think that that will actually happen pretty quickly. The database servers, though, which I think I'm still going to get from Dell, might take a while to build and to get here. Yeah, so that's where all that's at.
And two turntables and a microphone.
Yeah.
So that's good, though, that we keep everybody updated, because there has been rumbling. In the community about
and, you
what's
know,
going on with that.
And that, there are, that's something that surfaces every once in a while. I mean, it's like... Yeah.
So, let's see. We've got...
Gorblack says, when you equip the oyster egg basket and the rose-colored glasses, your avatar should change to Sneaky Pete. That's pretty funny, actually.
Is that... What Sneaky Pete looks like in the...
He has sunglasses holding a basket.
Oh.
I forget. Well,
why not?
I mean, I mean, it puts the meat in the basket, but now we've got the sort of, you know, enduring figure in the Kingdom's mythology. It's a dude with sunglasses and a basket.
Right. A monstrous basket, though. A really, really styling basket.
Wayno Insano says, with most of the bug meat under control, are there any plans to go back to the old store budget system where sales added a little bit to total, too? That wasn't removed because of bug meat. That was removed because of just in extreme exploitability, because you could just sell something back and forth to a multi over and over and over again and just inflate the budget without losing anything.
Yeah, I would agree that it may have been the bug meat that made us do that, but it wasn't a bad change.
I mean, with the bug meat, it just became a lot worse because somebody could sell something for, you know, the maximum price over and over. I guess the maximum price wasn't that bad before, but it wasn't that high before. Mr. Sweet Tooth says, please make it so we can choose what page we want to go to on the clan roster so I do not need to cycle to the last one to change a member's rank. You just join my clan. Thank you. Yeah, that's paginating that is on Xenophobe's list. Flame and Scotsman says, oh, also. No, wait. No, that's a different guy. Also, could we possibly have the activity log put into categories like what happened to the inventory a short time ago? If you mean the clan activity log, then... Wait, what are we talking about? Yeah, that is what he's talking about. He asked the exact same question as Mr. Sweet Tooth right after Mr. Sweet Tooth. I wonder if he's a multi.
That's kind of strange.
The Eye of Sauron. Yeah, I know that the activity log is kind of a clusterfuck right now. And, you know, we'll see how to look at that. See if we can make it a little better. Divide it, at least dividing it into some kind of categories and like shortening the stuff that it says a little bit. Okay, so William Wallace says, if you take Cristobal Colon's player ID plus the numerical value of his name plus his level plus 3 for the 3 boats that sailed with him minus the month of Goff, you get 666.
Wow.
Yeah, man. I knew they could do it.
It's the Jick Vinci code.
It is the Jick Vinci code.
Sephiroth says, we have blankets, BTU. What is the BTU of our blankets?
What? Oh, wow. He said the same thing, but spelled butt correctly.
Who did? Wait. Oh, down there. So.
Sephiroth.
But then he has a Botu, which
Botu,
is equally as confusing.
What a Botu, a traveling Hithiker. Man. Sephiroth is really drunk.
It's the keyboard that's been drinking, not Sephiroth himself.
Oh, I see.
So anyway, what he wants is some towels from a traveling hitchhiker that could be player number 42. Maybe on the anniversary of Douglas Adams' death day, we'll have some kind of event.
Okay.
Let's see. Snowdog says, when I am in haiku, if I send a PM to someone, it gives me the green haiku warning message. Really? That shouldn't be. Let me try that. No, it seems to be working.
Weird. TWF says, dear Jake Scully, I ate the funny glasses, but it has done nothing for my cough. I do jingle when I cough now, though, so it was not a total loss. Maybe we should make it more clear what you're supposed to do with those.
Yeah, we should. I thought about including those little packets of silica gel. But, yeah, you know, the do not eats.
See, I understand when you get, like, jerky that has the silica gel in it, why it has the big do not eat on it. But in the box that my Doc Martens came in, they had the silica gel with the do not eat on it.
Well, I mean,
You know, of course, yes, they all come from the same silica gel factory.
I mean, I honestly always felt like it wasn't that it was in with stuff that you could eat, but that it was possible to mistake it for a packet of salt. Is why they put do not eat on it. Like, awesome, these shoes came with free salt. You never had that happen and you were excited about it?
You're like, wow, I'm excited about these shoes, but I should probably take my excitement with a grain of salt. Oh, hey.
Yeah.
I tried to be funny, but everyone knows I'm just not funny.
Speedy Pillow says, how long does it take for a money order to get from New York to Arizona? I don't know. I have a pile of mail that I got from the post office that came in today. I could see if any of it's from New York. Let's see, Tacoma. Oh, you know, see how long it takes mail to get from Columbus, Ohio to here? That might give us an indicator of how long it's going to take for us to get from here to Ohio. Here's one from New York that took somewhere between 4 and 6 days, which may or may not be yours. So I don't see anything else from New York in here. So let's say four days at minimum. Sailor, take warning. 4 days at maximum. Sailor's delight.
You're a really lousy rapper.
Yeah. I am. Have you heard my whale rap, though?
No.
Yeah.
No.
You don't really want to. I don't think I won't do it on the radio anyway. Oh, boy. Yeah. So, Jay Stern said, could you please announce the KOL podcast? Wow. Huh. I'm going to take a look at that. At kolcast.libsyn.com, which I'm loading, and it's loading. This should probably be loading. This doesn't seem to be loading. I'll wait for that to load in the other window. really, that seems busted. So, no, I'm not going to tell people about what I already told people about, because it doesn't seem to be working. Yellow Snow Cone says, speaking with, hello there, Jake and or Scully. I hear you are going to the Ohio meet. My twin sis and I will be there, too. That is all, except thanks for rolling out my custom app. Yeah, I love it. yeah, we got that trip booked, and apparently we fucked up. Apparently we need to switch to a different hotel.
I tried to tell you.
You didn't try to tell me?
Yeah, like, we're not going to stay in that hotel where everyone else is staying.
Well, no, they had 10 rooms available when it was posted. So, I mean, the assumption, like, that, A, that hotel didn't show up in Expedia as far as I could see, and B, the assumption was that there weren't any rooms left.
Well, yeah, none of that actually came out in the conversation. I was just like, hey, we should probably book this, and he said, nah, this one is much better.
Well, but I tried to, see, goddamn bugs keep flying into this halogen lamp, and then it just smells like, man, that's gross.
Bug cooking?
Yeah. Sorry. Hank O'Shaw says, question, is there a hiccough? No. Well, you can hiccup and cough at the same time.
Which one would come first?
The hiccup. So cough would go last. What?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
What?
Huh? Yeah, that's what I was saying. So, what's wrong with the hotel?
Oh, it's far enough away that it is a big deal because there is some kind of sports ball game going on. What sports season is it?
Football?
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Something like that.
Madame Defarge says, please, please, what is the cure? The coughing has to stop. What is the cure?
The cure is a band that is really happy and poppy, but goth kids like it.
Oh, I see.
And my throat is a place that's full of phlegm.
May says, is there any way to get line breaks in package text in the open package screen? Does it not preserve line breaks in there? I was under the impression that it did, because that seems like the kind of thing that we would have very much noticed in testing.
Yeah.
Let me send myself a package, because I can do that.
AM
one line, BN one line, CN one line, inside note, DN one line, EN one line, FN one line, and I'm going to send a plain brown wrapper with 11 meats in it. I did add this feature that I didn't actually document or announce anywhere, that if you have the K-mail that was sent to you when somebody sends you a package, if you haven't deleted that K-mail, when you open the package, it appends the inside note to the end of that K-mail. So that people had been wondering, like, because the way it was before, you just lost the inside note. There was no way to, like, save it. So now there is, and, I mean, okay. So I've got this package that I sent to myself with A line break, B line break, C line break. Now I'm going to go open the thing, open the plain brown wrapper. Oh, wow, it's from Jig. That guy is awesome.
Yeah.
Actually, no, it's from Lag. That guy sucks.
Yeah, I really wish that we'd do something about this fucking lag.
Yeah. We're screwing ourselves.
Yeah, it's a shame that we don't care enough about the game.
Aha, there are not line breaks. Okay, I'm going to put that on my to-do list to fix line breaks in inside the notes. Sorry about that, whoever it was that pointed that out, and thank you for pointing it out, and we'll get on it.
Wow. So, on a hot tip from someone in Harem, I looked at a clan that has clan titles, player, or all the players are player name and a number. And the people in the clan are titled Cook 1, Cook 2, Cook 3, Cook 4, Moneymaker 1, Moneymaker 2, and Moneymaker 3.
Huh. So, I wonder why you would bother giving clan titles to your farming multis.
I don't know. But, I mean, they're all the player name plus number. So
yeah. I mean, that's the kind of thing that doesn't usually last too long.
Multis are.
The multis are tools are kind of broken right now because the sandbox machine here stopped working. And a new one has been built, but then there were some problems with the network card because it's Linux and nothing ever works. Hardware-wise, so it's being worked on. But, yeah.
Oh, Tracy Licious says, Dear Jick and Scully, many members are freaking out about the new plague. Can you put their minds at ease and assure us that our characters won't be killed? There is no way to kill a character in Kingdom of Loathing except by not playing for a month.
Or if the account is deleted by the plague.
Man, so you were trying to quell the rumors.
I mean, once you start coughing, you've got at least 6 days before your account gets deleted. There's plenty of time to get your affairs in order.
Accounts will be deleted because of the plague. The problem is that people won't know that you're joking.
Sure they will.
Because you're such a serious guy.
They'll know that I'm joking when it doesn't happen. Unless it does, in which case they won't be around.
Yeah, why make them freak out for a week? You bastard. You magnificent bastard. You magnificent seven. You seven up drinking magnificent bastard.
What is magnificent bastard? Where did that come from?
I have no idea. It's one of my favorite epithets.
Hello. Let's see. Spunkapoo says, why do I only occasionally get an orange new event? If you're in the chat, when you get an event notification, it shows up in the chat. If you're not, then it shows up in the orange box at the top. That's why. Silver Wolf 727 says, could there be an accessory that fits in the new weapon slot that allows us to use two familiars at once? A leash of sorts that allows you to control the second familiar, whereas previously you could not use two familiars because you had no way to control the second one and it would turn on you or run away. That would be just way too powerful, so no.
Wow. Yeah. That would really change the nature of gameplay quite a bit, though.
Yeah. I mean...
SuperDrek37 says, there are still plenty of rooms at that hotel. They had 10 that they'd reserved at that rate, because that was the minimum they had to reserve to get that rate. But they can easily get more.
I was under the impression that there were 10 rooms remaining. Well, I mean, hell, I'll go into Expedia and see if I can cancel it and then just rebook. Because we might as well be at the hotel where everybody else is at, because that way we can just get drunk with them.
Yeah.
Without having to take a cab home. I really was under the impression that we just weren't going to be able to stay at that hotel. That's why I did what I did.
Yeah.
And every hotel that was listed in there was downtown, so I assumed that maybe the entirety of Columbus, Ohio was one giant downtown. Actually, isn't the entirety of Ohio just a giant, just super, like, it's like a sort of sprawl, like, metropolis? Sort of with, like, big giant tubes running between the buildings and, like, hover cars and stuff.
Yeah, and all the people are actually hamsters.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because of the transparent tube.
Giant hamsters in Hammer Trails. Hammer Trails. Which is really mean to do to hamsters when you think about it. Oh, wow, Bitty Baby's in Columbus. We can come and meet her, but we have to stay outside of her plastic bubble.
What? Because she's also a hamster?
No, she has no immune system at the moment.
Huh.
It's at the dry cleaners. That's what she told me.
That'll suck if they lose it. I wish I wasn't so tired.
Yeah, and that I was in Dixie.
Charlie Cat says, the lilac song you just played isn't on the Player Made Music site. Where can it be downloaded? I think you mean, from whence can it be downloaded?
Uh-huh.
No, I'm just kidding. That wasn't what you meant.
Something that I got for a contest I ran on the radio, so I have yet to give them all to YQM to put on the site, but it should be up there eventually. I should be finishing this sentence any day now. No, it's getting long.
I was letting you swing there. JLE says, can you put a buy multiple in Mr. Store? Huh. It never really occurred to me that anybody would want to that do... I guess. That would kind of suck if you accidentally spent more Mr. Accessories than you meant to, but, I mean, I guess it would kind of suck if you accidentally clicked the button 10 times when you meant to click it 7 times.
Right.
Or whatever. Yeah, okay. I'll put that on the back-end list of back-endness. I wish that. Sir Rigwald says, I liked all the new quest details. Keep them coming.
Will do.
Cyclops says, I want to say thank you for the valley change. It's definitely an interesting place now. Interesting change now. Binary says, Jick, Mr. Skuller, thanks for the cool changes to the rat quest. Thanks for bringing back the Fez and all that jive. Oh, we brought back all the feces. Lady Luanda says, anyway, the totally gay Claymore could become less rare because that's just the best named item ever. Nah, it wouldn't be good if it was common. Binary says, Jennifer Lopez is not hot. I fail to understand the attraction to such a fat ass. How do you feel about that, Mr. Skull?
I like big butts. And I cannot lie. And actually, the first song I'm going to play when we take a break is a really groovy acoustic, like, light FM cover of Baby Got Back. Which, when I heard about it, I just thought, you know, what the world needs another version of the song, like, I need another hole in my head, or like the world needs another folk singer, but it's actually pretty damn good.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
So, I'm gonna play it.
Okay. I brought my guitar to the office, thinking that I might actually, I hadn't picked it up in like 2 months.
Hmm.
I think I might actually take little breaks from working and try and play the guitar some more. How did your recording sessions go with Dave Speculum?
Didn't have any this weekend because we stayed up until dawn, and therefore I slept through the time that I was going to be recording with him.
I think you told me that, and I forgot.
Yep, you did.
And then you came over here. Somebody was agreeing with us that Betrayal at House on the Hill is awesome, except when you get a bugged scenario. The first thing Riff did was go and print out all the errata from the company, which actually has helped us in some cases.
And all the erotica.
Yeah. About, like, two-headed snakes and punching spaceships, which is, you know, is it erotica if it contains a lot of hardcore gay sex?
Not for me, but, you know, whatever gets you off.
Hmm. Asperzer says, I want to make sure, is the multiple autosell option on the to-do list, or am I misinformed? It is on the partly done list, actually. Yeah.
Oh, man. So, of course, well, like 6 months after I sell my Game Boy Advance, there is a Nightmare Before Christmas Game Boy Advance game as well.
Huh.
Although...
I tend to think that whenever they release a GBA version of a game that's being released on consoles, that it kind of sucks.
Hmm.
I don't know that I've ever found a counterexample to that.
Now,
how is that Nightmare Before Christmas game, by the way?
What's that?
How is that game, by the way?
It's pretty good, except for the camera.
Huh.
The
I did notice when Jezzafly was playing, it seemed to just be sort of jumping around a lot.
I don't think it's a true 3D world. I think it's like pre-rendered, like Final Fantasy backgrounds are, and they just have like really smooth transitions between screens.
Hmm.
So the camera pretty much takes up one location depending on where you are, and it just kind of swoops, and there's no way to move it.
Huh.
But it gets in the way, but...
The problem I had with trying to watch it was that it kept just sort of bouncing back and forth when you would move over very small spaces. And
if you're on one of those dividing lines, yeah.
And it didn't really give you any good indication of which way it had swooped.
Yeah.
You know? And so I just feel like, as difficult as it is for me to navigate 3D worlds in video games anyway, that seems like it'd be even worse.
Yeah, I'm really easily getting lost.
I played a marginal amount of the Mortal Kombat Shaolin Monks, and it's just kind of, it lacks something.
Is that the one that has some kind of RPG element to it?
I guess you could say that. It's like a, you know, it's kind of like a Double Dragon sort of game, I guess. You know, except you move around and there's a lot of power-ups to find and stuff. But, I mean, it's not a fighting game so much as it's like a beat-em-up kind of game. It reminds me a lot of the Spider-Man 2 game that came out, just the way the combat works and stuff. I mean, you get extra experience to buy new moves with by, like, stringing a lot of combos together. And, yeah. We tried to play the co-op mode, which is cleverly spelled K-O-O-P, but there were some just serious design flaws in that that were problematic. But, yeah. Hey, want to play some songs?
Are we ready for a brief break?
Yeah.
Okay.
What a long one.
About 9 minutes and 45 seconds.
About an hour and 2 minutes.
No, you have to come back.
All right.
Headaches, face with the Oakland booty.
What was that?
Sorry, nothing.
All right.
LA face with the Oakland booty. Wearing looked and I can't stop staring. Ooh, babe, I wanna
Brother, let your heart be wounded and give no mercy to your fear. Adam and Eve are down the street from me. Babylon is every town. It's as crazy as it's ever been, but the stranger all around. In a moment we lost our minds here, and they
That's me turning my mic back on, and that was Off the Beat with Run to the Water, kind of a groovy cover of a live song, which from the album that I really like and hardly anybody else does.
Which one's that?
The Distance to Here. Where they're all the songs are about love and you know, happy things, and it really pisses people off.
Huh. Instead of being about Jesus, like every other live album.
And to love a god, and to fear the flame, and to burn the crowd that had the name.
Yeah.
That's that part.
That's a little weird. It's also weird how much those guys tried to be REM in the beginning. Like, even down to the lead singer hair transition.
Right.
It was just, I don't know. Maybe it wasn't obvious to people who hadn't, like, studied REM.
Right.
But, a lot of people gave me crap for saying that. Yeah, so that Baby Got Back cover was terrible.
Oh, I thought it was fantastic.
I mean, it's just not, like, there's just nothing, like, now that you've heard it, you're done. Like, it's not something that I feel like
ever needs to be listened to again.
Do you ever listen to the Gin and Juice cover?
Yeah, absolutely.
See,
I listen to that
me,
all
I would
time.
Listen to that. I would listen to this thing equally as frequently.
Really?
Because
I mean,
really
I was thinking about
it.
I mean, it's kind of in the same category as that and as the Dynamite Hack song, both of which I still put on every now and then, you know?
Yep.
And this was just kind of, I don't know, it's not in a style I particularly care for, but even then, it's like, you know, there's nothing really interesting about it. Hmm. Everything about it is just totally, like, sort of mediocre. Yeah. You suck, Mr. Skullhead.
Don't make me end the show with DC Talk, because I will.
Yeah.
Don't make me push you around.
You mean DC Talk?
DC Talk. When they talk, they talk about the Lord. I made, back in high school when Jake and I met, I was a pretty uptight Christian guy, which didn't last long once I met him, because he introduced me to the wonders of butt sex. But before that, he was kind of the atheist kid, and I kept making him listen to, and at one point loaned me the money to purchase Christian music. And, yeah, must have been painful for him.
I mean, it gave me more ammo to make fun of you, and that was, you know, I wanted to be cool like football player kids and make fun of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we made fun of each other and the football kids who made fun of us, and, yeah.
And even the other nerds who decided we weren't even cool enough for them anymore.
Good times.
let's see. Sir Rigwald says, Christopher Columbus was from Italy, but founded from Portugal. Are either of those things true?
Christopher Columbus was from Italy, that's right.
Huh.
He was from Genoa. But he went to Spain to get the money to take his trips.
Oh, I thought he went to France.
No.
God. What? You know...
And he set sail on three ships, the Alvin, the Simon, and the Theodore.
Wait, what?
His three ships, the, Porthos, the Athos, and the Aramis.
Right. The Shen, the Shot, and... Yeah, all right. You know, if I had really thought about it, I would not have thought that he came from France. Huh. Well, tell you what, I am a testament to the horrible, horrible quality of public school in this country. You know, I don't believe that I ever had a history class until high school.
Huh.
And somehow, or a geography class for that matter. In high school, just mostly in like the 20s.
Yeah, our American history class centered around days wherein everyone was supposed to do some kind of multimedia project, which always involved me, like, singing a song from the era, because it didn't involve any research.
Right.
And then the 1960s day they would hold in the auditorium and bring in a lame 60s cover band, that kind of thing.
I remember you guys doing a pretty fantastic version of... Sounds of Silence with
me and Will Meyer.
Of Meyer.
So wait, could I sing back then and have lost the ability since then?
I mean you can, yeah, totally.
Okay.
Back when you, I mean,
just making
back
sure.
When you were still a castrato.
Before I regrew my nutsack.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's what castration is. They remove your nutsack. And your balls were just flopping unprotected.
Oh, man. That and the Pez dispenser penis, you're just fired.
I mean, on the grounds of just a bunch of disturbing genital imagery.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, are you not a castrato before you go through puberty?
No, because castrato does come from...
I know, and I understand that, but it's above...
You're prepubescent. Like, you can be a boy soprano, but you're not a castrato if you have testicles.
Okay, so you can't be... A castrato is not just higher than soprano?
No. It's like a you get a different voice tone from a castrated man.
Or rather, an alto. It's not a soprano. Is it? Isn't alto higher than soprano?
No, alto's lower than soprano.
Oh, okay. All right, a soprano saxophone is one of those ones that looks like a clarinet.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. Yeah. Okay. Armax says, trivia, where did the figure 21337 come from? That ain't Leet. Well, that was Mr. Skullhead's choice.
Too Leet.
It's too Leet.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah. I don't think anybody really says that, though.
Or, 21 Eat.
Right. And all it's missing is the jumpster in the middle?
Yep.
That'd be pretty cool if we made a jumpster, and you can combine that with, dictionary to get a Johnny Depp. Teaches you how to do jumping jacks.
Yeah.
I got some problems.
99 of them, in fact.
Yeah. But you know what one ain't?
My mom.
Yeah. Nobody's Hero says, I have an extra dictionary from the pre-change chasm quest and I can't make a fez out of it. That is precisely true. People were reporting that you could only use, when you got the new dictionary, you could only use it in combat once. What they weren't reporting was that you weren't actually even using it that once. You could try to use it and it would just vanish, which sucks. And I'm sorry if that happened to you, but you can get a new dictionary next Ascension. I crazy bone I, or old crazy bonal. Why isn't the Fez of Etymology worth more than 21337 meat? Because I forgot to change the auto sub value. Although I don't know that that needs to be. I feel like that reduces the choice factor because you can, you know, get the Fez for a while and then the meat. And that's there. Lord James says, is the disease a good thing or a bad thing? Well, it's a good thing for lag, because 8 days after you get it, your account gets disabled. So you won't be, you know, using up our system resources anymore. You gonna chime in?
Am I going to? I thought you were about to say, are you going to chide me? And I was going to say, wow, I haven't heard anybody say chide in a long time.
Would you like chives with that?
A chiding.
What do you call the act of being chided? A chidition?
What's the past tense of chide?
Chode.
Chode. It absolutely is.
Yeah. I guess you get a chiding?
Yeah.
Not that, like, the chision?
So wait, the past tense of hide is hid, so it's got to be chid.
Chid.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we're weird.
Sir Rigwald says, any plans to add an acronym or anagram area anytime soon? I don't have an acronym.
You are fighting a vicious radar.
Parse the Potato says, when did the boss battle start sucking mana? I remember you talking about it, but not anything more than that. It was last night. Yeah. C.D. Moyer says, yeah, forget content, kill the load issues. Well, the thing with that is there's only so much we can do per day about the load issues, and it's now relying on other people, and it just moves very slowly. So, I mean, unless you want us to just sit there with our thumbs up our asses the entire rest of the day,
then okay.
Yeah.
Because that was our plan anyway.
Yeah. I mean, we might as well, you know, work on something.
You should just rename each of the server boxes Annie. Then you could take the load off of them for free.
Man.
Unless the band lied to us.
Yeah. That's fantastic, Mr. Skullhead. I never really understood that song.
Oh, yeah. You know, I understand it not at all.
Oddly says, Plague is a fascinating example of the culture of the online game environment. I like it a lot. It's a cultural reflection to the greater populace on issues such as bird flu.
What do you think about the bird flu? Do you think it's the word flu?
I don't understand why people are freaking out about it.
I mean, it just seems like the kind of thing like, people are freaking out about the potential of a hurricane in New Orleans. I mean, it's just something that, like, it's pretty clear that it's eventually going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, it seems to just, like, cycles of big influenza. I don't know. I've never gotten a flu shot, and I'm not entirely sure that I've ever gotten the flu.
No, I've gotten both.
Really?
Yeah. The thing about the bird flu is it just really seems like the, you know, people who run the world of media getting together and going, okay, what are we going to freak out people with this winter?
With what out are we going to freak people tonight?
Yeah, it's just like, it's killed fewer people than lightning strikes this year.
Well, yeah, but
I mean, they're just like, no, it's coming, and we're not going to be prepared, and the government is the only one that's going to have the cure, and they're going to decide who gets it and who doesn't, and, you know, and the only Republicans will survive the avian flu. And
is there a cure?
Bring it on, you know. It hasn't crossed the damn ocean yet. Knock wood.
Yeah, but it will. I mean, that's, you know, it's basically going to kill us all. It's a foregone conclusion that, you know. Yeah, but then, I mean, okay, stuff says it'll only kill 30% of us, so then the exploding corpses will kill the rest of us.
Right. No, 28 days after it killed.
Right. I remember once when I was a kid, my grandpa had a cow die of something and didn't find it for a couple of days. And it looked like a beach ball with some cow leg coming out of it, except it was just, you know, the size of a cow. And I remember him going, he had to rent a bulldozer or like a backhoe to dig a hole to bury the cow in. And he made everybody stay really far back because he was afraid that the cow was going to explode while he was rolling it into the hole.
And that is no way to die. Like, hit by
exploding
cow parts. Exploding
cow. I mean, it wasn't, I think it was just more about us getting, like, sick from it, because it's, you know, the reason that it was so big is because it was just full of disease.
Mm.
Yeah, that was pretty fucked up. Living on a farm, it ain't easy. It kind of was.
Well,
every once in a while, I'd mow the yard.
Yeah, I'm sure it's easy if you're not the actual farmer.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think my grandparents, I don't think they make any money farming. They just do it because they always have. It's just more of a hobby. Because they've had day jobs as long as I can remember. Which is kind of weird. I don't know why you would spend that much time on something. I guess if you just enjoyed working the land, you know.
Tilling the soil.
Yep.
Greening the thumb.
Silverwolf 727 says, have you guys ever thought of doing a Nightmare Before Xmas spoof for Crimbo or Halloween, seeing as you guys like Halloween so much? Somebody has pointed out, actually, that apparently next year, the KOL Halloween falls on December 25th.
And there are things that we can't ignore. That,
yeah.
You know, convergence like that is just too good.
Yep. So, I'm sure something will happen there. Captain Kerpow says, for Scully, first of all, Reagan smash! And second of all, what is the experience of dining with Jick like?
Usually, it involves Jick drinking beer or Jick taking his food and leaving.
Huh.
Jick's got some issues.
Yeah, I do have some issues.
I've got subscriptions.
I have some social anxiety centered around restaurants. Not really sure why. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but yeah.
No, I mean,
like
irrational phobias seldom do.
Drunk. Yeah, that's true. So yeah, not a big going out for breakfast kind of guy. Oh. Yeah. Let's see.
I'm sorry, was that something I should have not talked about on the air?
I don't care. I mean, have I ever gone out of the way to hide the ways in which I'm specifically all fucked up?
No.
Yeah, I mean, I, like, you know, it's not probably something that I would, you know, rent a billboard to tell everybody about, but it's like, you know, not something I would omit from my memoirs.
Llama Lady says, or possibly Yama Lady, says you should circulate a grab bag type item where you can get something good or terribly horrid. I think we should put the bottle from the Betrayal at the House on the Hill thing.
Oh, yeah?
And
you know what I got
something
last
that
okay,
can
so
kill you.
We're talking about this thing, right? This game. So there's an item that you can get that's a coin. All of the dice in this game are, the sides of the dice are 001122, which is interesting. Beth Norris says she just got her third PM asking if I was serious about accounts being deleted from the plague.
Yep.
Oh boy. So anyway, there's this card that has this coin, right? And basically during every turn you can elect to roll a die that effectively has three sides. And on one of the outcomes, you get one stat. On one of the outcomes, you get a different stat. And on the third outcome, you lose one of each stat, basically. But I also, there's an item that lets you elect to re-roll one die once per turn. So the combination of those two items is basically just like a little gem that you can use over and over again and max out your stats.
Was that something that Kevin discovered?
No, it was something I found, actually. It was the first. You know what's weird? Even in the fifth game of it we played, we were still seeing all kinds of stuff we'd never seen before. So,
and even once you've hit all the scenarios, you'll have a different map every time.
Yeah.
So I can see playing that for a while.
It's a good game.
Ship Lollipop.
Ship Lollipop. Lord James says, I want a sex change back, but it doesn't seem to happen. I like being a man. I know that you will only get that adventure once per day. Ever. So don't waste turns trying to get it again. Because I don't want it to just keep coming up over and over again if you don't want it, you know? Sweet Fortune says, are you on Flickr? No. Flickr makes me angry.
What's Flickr?
Flickr is this image sharing service, and it's I'm sure it's really good and everything, but it's like, it's the project that the guys who were working on Game Never Ending decided to work on instead of Game Never Ending. Mm-hmm. So it was this game that was in beta and had potential to just be really cool. I mean, it was in beta. It was like maybe a year before I started working on KOL. I got a beta account because it wasn't like exclusive or anything. You could just go get one, and it was just such a neat thing. It was like this, you know, it was like a browser-based RPG, sort of, that you just go around to all these different locations and do all this cool stuff, and then it's like the game somehow just never got off the ground. And I don't know if it was because they, like, didn't think they were going to make enough money. Like, somebody who's in Warehouse 23, like, knew some of the people, and I don't remember what the story was, but what? Wormwood. Okay. Who later went crazy. Yeah, I don't know. It makes me sad because there's this just beautiful game that is just turned off. You know? It could be there, making people happy, and it's not. So, yeah, that's what I think of whenever I think of Flickr.
Is it an image storage space or what?
Well, it's like, I feel like it's what PhotoBucket should be.
Mm-hmm.
It's like PhotoBucket, except you can sort of, it's got a thing where you can sort of create image maps on the images so that, like, you can make it so when people mouse over people in your picture, they get a little pop-up telling them who it is.
Huh.
That kind of thing. Which is cool. You know? But, just, whatever.
Well, since I've never heard of Game Never Ending, maybe I'll go over there, because my PhotoBucket is set to expire. One thing
I don't really understand what PhotoBucket is for.
It's if you don't have your own domain hosted, like I don't. So when I want to show a bunch of people a picture, I just put it in there.
I feel like I could set something up for you so that, I mean, had you ever asked.
Oh, hey, would you mind setting me up someplace where I can put all my pictures?
Sure.
I mean, everything I've ever seen at a photo bucket is like, oh, okay, I'm looking at a photo in a gallery, and I try to look at the gallery, and it takes me to a login screen. So I'm like, okay.
That's because you can lock your galleries. So you can link somebody to the picture of you on the beach in Mexico and not link them to your vagina. Kind of thing. What I don't like about them is you can make any number of sub-albums, but even on the subscription service, you can't lock one album and have another one public. So you can't have an album full of, you know, your vagina shots and then an album full of, you know, the tequila shots you did in Mexico.
Huh.
It's one or the other. But, fascinating, really.
I guess my thing is, if you didn't want anybody to see your pictures, why do you need them on a web space somewhere?
Because there are different audiences for different types of picture, I'm sure you would agree.
Right, so put them in directories that aren't linked to from anywhere. Or an htaccess file and give people a password to the directory that all of your prawn is in.
Right.
I mean, maybe part of it is really, like, the pictures of my penis that are on the web, I sort of want everyone to see them.
Right.
You know?
I can see why you wouldn't understand people not wanting to share their pictures of their body parts. Because didn't you just sell that really shiny toaster on eBay?
Yeah. yeah. No, I mean, you know, maybe if my body was less than perfect in every way, I would feel differently.
Yeah.
But, I mean, seriously, it's a nice penis. It's got the just free-hanging testicles, no nutsack, and the Pez dispenser glands.
Yep.
I get these little foil-wrapped packets of homunculi.
Whoa, so to get into Flickr, I have to sign into Yahoo?
Maybe Yahoo bought Flickr.
Man.
Mandolin says, if you Google KOL cast, you get, did you mean Holocaust?
Wow.
That's awesome. Such a great name for the service. Oh, boy.
That's a really serious mistype, though.
Yeah.
You meant really. Holocaust.
Yeah.
Trey crazy.
Let's see. Armax says, was there a bug with the dictionary being combat usable or not? Jick said no, but then Hot Stuff said yes. No, there was. There was a bug with it. I don't remember saying no. Sephiroth wants to hear my whale rape. Oh, you know what? I said that there was. I said I couldn't duplicate it, but the problem was that I it was not broken on dev. So yeah, I should have changed that after I'll post in that thread again. Now that I've changed to my awesome spinning out of control Texmer avatar.
Is Hasselhoff week almost over?
I'm done with it.
All right.
Yeah, so. Dear Jake and Mr. Skullhead, says Frank the Saucy, if a player's login name were different and separate than a player's display name, it might be better than the current suggestions for email address change. Yeah, that's something I thought of, if for no other reason than the ability to create new games and have a centralized point of login for them.
Yeah, there was that idea. That you would have one global login and one global chat.
Which I still feel, you know, I think that's an okay idea. Here comes Rollover. Oh no, Shrub says, Chick, you are an unfunny, selfish bastard. And then makes a little crying anime face.
Isn't that just
what
the
did I do
thing?
That was selfish?
I don't know. I don't think of you as a particularly selfish guy. Like, if you'd fail to, you know, reach out humanely to someone, it's just because you didn't perceive that that was necessary.
Or because I didn't think they were worth it.
Yeah.
Perhaps because they were a minority.
And they weren't as good as you.
Yeah. I mean, but really, who is?
Nobody.
Oh, but Skellig's a sexy stallion, so he makes up for your worthlessness, noob.
I get it. Hey, speaking of noobs, for the Mighty and Aegis Thea had themselves a little spawn.
Yeah, it's kind of groovy. She actually logged on during labor, which still frightens me.
Yeah.
From the hospital.
She told me that Thor was playing the GBA next to her while she was in labor, and I asked what he was playing, and she said Legend of Zelda, the Minish Cap. And I, since I never beat the boss on that, I was like, tell him that if he beats it before you give birth, then you have my permission to name the kid after me. But it's a girl.
They should at least take your middle name, though, because that's... It's a hell of a middle name.
Yeah, I like my middle name.
It's unique.
Yeah. I don't know that that's true. I mean, it's certainly not literally unique. There's got to be somebody else whose middle name is Ewing. Although, I mean, there's a lot of people with that last name. I don't know. I got it as a first name. C.D. Moyer says, rather than tacitly accepting bots and clients, do you ever consider publishing an open API where you could control their actions and load better? Well, the problem with that is that they are then limited to doing what we allow them to do instead of doing some of the really clever and cool things that people come up with and do. And, a lot of stuff that ends up pointing out to us, like, if people are botting something, that means that it's boring, so we should make it not boring. Or that it's tedious, so we should make it not tedious. Or, you know, it's something that should be a feature of the game. We're almost done with the... in fact, I think with the absence of a little bit of writing, which is on your plate, we are done with the Rafflebot analog that's going into the Thatcher of Casino to replace Rafflebot. Who there was a problem with Gamma Codre being gone for so long. A lot of his mail got archived. But I got back most of the information for him, so he'll be able to give everybody back their meat that is currently sort of unidentifiable from when the bot was down, which was real... It's nice of him to spend the time. Just shows that he's not a scamzor. But yeah, the casino will soon have the same functionality that Rafflebot had for at least the coin flip bet thing.
Right.
Not the item raffles for right now. We'll discuss whether or not that's something worth doing, something easy to do in a way that... Not easy to do, but possible to do in a way that's, like, not just nonsensical. Agent Lex says, Jick, now you're using TechSmurf's dumb spinning avatar on forums again. I have to implore you to use mine again, damn it. I like TechSmurf's spinning avatar. It's not dumb. It's cool. It's like a symbol, man, of what goes on in my head when I, like, freak out, man. When I'm like, hey, I'm in a restaurant. Oh my god. Oh fuck! 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 And then I just spin around, and then it sucks.
And you decide that all you want to do for the rest of your natural born life is hum the theme to SWAT.
Yep. Nancy Sinatra decides she doesn't want to sing These Boots Are Made for Walking anymore.
That was a really obscure Dead Milkman reference for those not in the know.
Yeah.
Okay, so should I buy Thor and Aedra's kid the newbie?
Yeah, you absolutely should. I think I got him some kind of thing that was on their Amazon baby wish list.
Mm-hmm.
I got somebody a baby present. The fuck happened to me?
We're all getting old. Pretty much. I'm thinking of wearing the bottom of my trousers rolled from now on.
Yeah? Will you wear white flannel trousers and walk along the beach?
Probably. I still can't eat a peach, though.
Why not?
And, you know, I always thought that the line in that poem, which is the love song of J. Alfred Prufrock, because we're nothing if not literate here at Asymmetric Publications... But that line, do I dare to eat a peach, was really kind of poetic and such an interesting, you know, bizarre metaphor for something. And
as opposed to, will it cause me to lose control of my bowels?
Or will it give me heartburn, even?
Huh.
So, yeah. Oh, well. T.S. Eliot still rocks ours.
I always, for some reason, thought of peaches as something that were like prunes and they sort of had the loosening your stool effect.
But maybe that's better. It's less disgusting if you think about it in terms of heartburn.
Right.
I don't know why. I mean, I think I interpreted it that way the first time I read it. I didn't really start reading T.S. Eliot until I was in college, though, so I suppose if I had been at all into poetry when I was younger, it would have been a different thing. It was really like sort of senior English in high school, and then a poetry class I took in my freshman year of college that like made me think, oh, okay, poetry doesn't suck. let's see. Sweet Fortune says, have you guys played the new Warriors game? No. I don't know anything about the movie, which apparently I'm supposed to. Thor the Mighty was really into it, I guess.
The Warriors?
Yeah.
I thought it was some cheesy 80s movie about gangs and
yeah, I think it
New
was.
York. Something or other.
Unlike Gangs of New York.
Mm-hmm. Which nobody
Gosh,
should.
Gosh, Mark Cohen likes that song. The big the Baby Got Back cover.
Of course.
C.D. Moyer says, it may be your presence on the radio, but lag gets worse when you talk about it. C.D. Moyer also says, you could probably get lots of PHP MySQL optimization consultation paid in Mr. A's. There were four or five players at the PHP Architect Conference in Toronto.
Huh. Hmm. Yeah, anytime we can pay for goods and services with stuff that we can make by pushing a button.
Yeah, I would really prefer not to do that, actually. I mean, like, dumping an extra, you know, 100 Mr. A's into the economy is really, like, wiser in the long term than spending $1,000, you know?
True.
On the consultation. I don't know. Maybe I'm totally wrong about that. Maybe it's not nearly as tenuous a balance as I think it is that keeps us making the money. I don't know. It's hard to tell. I wish we had some, you know, high-powered marketing department that wore suits that figured out why we're so cool.
Yeah, and told us what demographics we should hit next.
Yeah. I think we should start advertising in Highlights magazine.
Mm. And Boys Life. Because if there's something we need in this game, it's more Boy Scouts. I mean, just in general. Did you go away, or did you...
I'm sorry.
Be, yeah.
I got distracted by a shiny object.
Wow.
What else we got going here?
Well, for some reason, when I closed my kingdom window, I lost my bugbear message window. So, I should probably log back in.
Let's see. Legend Dan asks a question that I'm not going to answer, just in case we do decide to do that.
I will.
Male soprano equals treble. A treble has his testicles removed to remain high-pitched and is a castrati.
Right, so a kid with a really good treble, I guess. I've always just heard boy soprano would get his nuts chopped off to make his voice stop changing. I think they quit doing that in, like, the 70s.
Yeah. Although the Catholic Church, I'm sure, would try to continue to do it. Because, I mean, really, they just feel like it's okay to prevent people from having sex for their entire lives anyway, so why not do it to children?
Yeah.
You know? Let's see. Blind Chaos 13 says, in the text following drinking of Vesper, it refers to James Bond, but James Bond drinks regular martinis, not vodka martinis, or does the TPS transform it back into a regular martini? James Bond drinks vodka martinis, and vodka martinis of the style that James Bond drinks are called Vespers. I mean, that was the near... Like, I did some research on this, and I thought, you know what? They're not going to... you know, they're not, this doesn't make sense. If I saw this, I wouldn't think it was a reference to James Bond, so I just had to make it very clear in the description of you drinking it.
The odd thing about this game and the way we make it is we tend to do quite a bit of research. Like, checking to make sure we quoted the movie right or got the right set of lyrics for the song. That kind
you know
of thing.
What somebody? You know what somebody found? And I finally read for the first time in a long time that typos thread. Okay, how does 99 Red Balloons start?
You and I in a little toy shop?
Yeah, okay. I, my entire life, thought that it was you and me in a little toy shop, and I knew that that was incorrect, but I thought that it was, you know, either a relic of the translation, or that it was, like, you know, deliberately wrong, because it was, like, supposed to sound childish or something.
Right.
But no, it turns out I just heard it wrong. And so it was wrong in the description. Somebody just pointed it out as a regular grammar error, and then somebody else was like, no, that's how the song goes. And then somebody else was like, no, it's not. And I listened to it again, and the second person was right. Or the third person, I guess.
So you weren't right, but he was
right. I was not right. Yeah, I was wrong. I thought it was you and me in a little toy shop. Although,
I only know that lyric because I listen over and over again to Lex's 99 Red Luftballons.
Right. You know what, though? I think I just was interpreting the sentence wrong also.
Hmm.
Because I wasn't ever thinking of that you and me, comma, in a little toy shop, comma, buy a bag of balloons. Because that would be I.
Right.
But if it was you and me in a little toy shop buying a bag of balloons, it would be me. If it was just, you know, not a complete sentence, which I didn't think it was.
Huh.
That's strange.
Wow. Lex pops up to say, the last castrato, Alessandro Moreschi, was castrated around 1865 and lived long enough to make sound recordings, becoming the only castrati ever recorded.
Huh. That's gotta be really weird.
It's described as just sounding completely different than, you know, anything else. Because nothing quite sounds like a dude who's had his nuts cut off before he hits puberty.
Whoa. Christina says that chid is a proper past tense of chide.
Somebody just linked dictionary.com, which says chided.
Huh.
And it could be that it is the same way that shat is the past tense of shit.
Is it really, though?
No? Yeah. But it's archaic.
Huh. I mean, chid sounds archaic. And although the first, on dictionary.com, the first entry says chid is acceptable. Also, chider,
yeah.
Chidingly.
Chidden.
Chidden. I was chidden.
I think the past tense is chitin.
Llama Lady says, are there any bad side effects to the rose-colored glasses? What would lead you to believe that the suspicious-looking guy would give you something that had bad side effects?
Yeah, he's a legitimate businessman.
He is.
Okay.
More info on castratis.
All you ever wanted to know about castratis, but were afraid to ask.
Hey, have you ever been to Knott's Scary Farm?
The Halloween version of Knott's Berry Farm?
Yeah.
No.
We should go. I've heard it's cool.
We should actually go to Prescott and go to the Hell House that the Potter's House runs.
The Potter's House, Hell House, yeah. They could teach us about inappropriate teen choice behaviors.
Yep.
Yeah. I
wow.
mean, it's hard to think of anything scarier than fundamentalist Christians. I mean,
did you go to that one year when we went?
I didn't go to the Hell House, but I went to one or two of their like concert things that they did.
Mm-hmm. Where at the end they just lock you in a room and won't let you go until you get saved.
Right.
Which I wish was an exaggeration, but no, you missed the nun burning in hell and the kid committing suicide and the woman getting an abortion with like a, I don't know, a chainsaw or something. Man.
Wait, a chainsaw got her pregnant? I'd want to get an abortion too, because fuck, as soon as the thing got big enough to...
Fineldar asks, have you ever dined with Boozer Bear, if he even exists? Last night, actually.
Did
we went to the Lone Star Steakhouse, and 2 hours later, we left with our food in to-go boxes.
You went to the Lone Star Steakhouse?
They didn't want it to go to Angus because that's where, you know, that's our place.
I mean, the Lone Star just kind of sucks. Like, I ate there once, and I was like, huh, well, so much for this. The next time, it's Black Angus again.
Well, the food was good, and it just took 2 hours to get to our table, for which it was half price, so that was all right.
That, doesn't shit like that keep happening to you guys?
Seems like every time we have dinner in Phoenix on a Sunday, it happens. Like, wow, we just need some quick dinner, then we gotta get the hell out of here and drive. And nope.
Yeah.
Wait, are we on the radio still?
I don't remember.
Yeah. At least
Zeno was, as I was wondering, what is the possibility of more Monkey Island references in the game? If you like the idea, I'll send you a follow-up with more details. What I have wanted to do for a long time is to work in at least a sort of homage in some quest or another to the way that the sword fighting worked in the original Monkey Island game, because that just made me so fucking happy.
Is that all,
Mr. Skeleton?
I never played the game, but it's the taunting thing?
Yeah. Like, it starts out making absolutely no sense, and then once you figure out what's actually going on, it's like, well, this is the best combat system ever.
So, sure.
Hmm.
Was that a PC game, the Monkey Island?
Yeah.
That the kids are talking about these days?
Well, it's very old school, though. I mean, it was... The first Monkey Island was the same generation as Loom.
Ah.
So...
If anybody out there has Loom in a way that I can play it on my current computer...
I do. Because they... DOSBox, man. They somebody's written this DOS emulator for Windows that is just... in fucking incredible. Like, I can finally get rid of the 486-66 that I've been keeping in my garage that I pull out every time I want to play some of my old games, because this will just allow you to run any DOS game. It's configurable in the way that DOS was as far as, like, allocating memory and stuff.
Hmm.
And it's a beautiful thing. The only thing about it is that you have to play it at, as near as I can tell, you have to play it at the normal resolution, which means that it's just tiny on a screen.
Oh, right.
So, I mean, that kind of sucks. It wouldn't be a big deal. You can scale it on a CRT, and it wouldn't look that bad. Hmm. But if you scale it to anything other than double, which is too big, then it doesn't... I don't know. The graphics options are strange on it. But I'm able to play Master of Magic whenever I want to now, which is really awesome. And I have the CD-ROM version of Loom with all the voice and stuff. So, we'll hook you up. Next time you're here, we'll get that on your laptop.
Excellent.
Because Loom, man, that is just about probably my favorite computer game ever.
So I noticed that you have, like, the entire Myst collection. Are any of those besides the first one any good?
A lot of people claim that Riven is actually better than Myst. I didn't get into it as much. It was bigger and more complicated, and it took longer to move around, which kind of bugged me about it. And the rest of them, I don't know, like... I was determined to not look at any spoilers when I got the last Myst game, like Myst 4 or whatever, so I just didn't get anywhere,
right?
I never made it off the first little section of places that you can move around. I don't know. I'm not very good at games like that. Ponjos asked if I'm gonna fix my ascension record. I don't think I am. I like my ascension record the way that it is.
A couple of people are saying that they have gotten the sex change adventure once, more than once a day.
Really? Palpy says if you're really low level and you get a your barrel explode, which doesn't hurt you at all, it says you gain 0 hit points. That seems wrong to me. Yeah, we need to fix that. Make it so it does at least 1 damage.
So Megary is saying that she has an emulator that she plays Monkey Island on that gives you a full screen version of the game.
Oh, yeah. You can
VM?
Play it on Scum VM, yeah. That's something that hadn't even occurred to me. That's a much easier way because that's an excellent
emulator specifically for the LucasArts games that ran on the script creation utility for Maniac Mansion. I really need to read a walkthrough and play through Maniac Mansion a couple times, because that was another game that I had as a kid and I just played the shit out of, but I never got anywhere, really. That and Zack McCracken and the Alien Mindbender.
God. The hell with Zack McCracken and the hell with his Alien Mindbenders.
Why?
I don't know. It's the same as kind of the Hitchhiker's game, the Hitchhiker's Guide game, where it's okay to have a lot of items that do weird things, but there should be some kind of logic to it, and there just wasn't for Zack McCracken.
Yeah.
Nothing made any sense.
Like, I mean, I remember just doing everything with the French bread.
Yeah, at one point you had to steal the dream out of a hobo's head and, like, put it in your inventory. And just, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of like in the Buffy the Vampire Slayer game that you can't just simply kick down a door unless it's a door that you're supposed to kick down on that level. So, like, if there's a locked door, you have to go to the basement and fight the monster and then go to the attic with the key that the monster gives you and get the plug to put in the car to make it run instead of just kicking down the door when you're kicking doors down on other levels. So, you know, just non-logically constructed puzzles just bug me. So it's a good thing we don't have any of those in the game. Sephiroth wants to see your penis.
Does he?
Yeah, Sephiroth has no idea what he is asking.
That's true. We should get off the radio.
Should we go out with some They Might Be Giants, or Lex actually did find an MP3 of the Castrati.
Huh. Do you have it?
Yeah, I just downloaded it, shall we? Let's go out like we always do, with no balls.
Alright. Right.
KMD and Megary are up next. I'll see you guys on Wednesday, and Jake will see you on Thursday.
Indeed. Have a good day, everybody.
Good night.